President Xi Jinping has called for more down-to-earth efforts from the government to help people find jobs and shake off poverty. He made remarks while visiting a rural community in the city of Ankang as part of his inspection in Shanxi province. The community is home to more than 1,300 households that have been relocated from hilly and disaster-prone areas across the town. The president says relocated people can only live in peace and contentment when they have a stable life, which depends on employment. Official data shows China's air passenger numbers have recovered to nearly one-third of the level seen in the same period last year. In March, daily air passenger numbers exceeded 458,000, surging nearly 70% over February. As of Tuesday, this month, daily numbers had risen to over 494,000, up 7.9% from the previous month, at about one-third of the level of the same period last year. The number of flights had jumped to over 6,600 per day, exceeding 40% of the volume a year ago. Multinational oil and gas corporation ExxonMobil broke ground on a solely founded chemical complex in Guangdong province on Wednesday. The $10 billion project will be built in two phases. The first phase, with a 1.6 million ton per year ethylene cracker and downstream production equipment, is scheduled to be completed by 2023 when construction on the second phase will begin. An annual operating income of $5.5 billion is expected when the first phase reaches design capacity. Guangzhou is providing nucleic acid tests to all third-grade students, teachers, and logistics personnel at high schools before they return to campus. Test results will be ready within 24 hours. People with negative results will then be allowed to pass school gates, while those who test positive are sent to designated locations for isolation, observation, and treatment. China on Wednesday launched a second Type 075 amphibious assault ship in Shanghai. This comes only a little more than half a year after the country launched the first vessel of the same kind. The domestically built warship is capable of conducting amphibious combat and a variety of missions. China is to unveil the name and logo of its first Mars exploration mission on Friday that marks the space day of the country. China's Mars probe, scheduled to be launched later this year, will complete orbiting, landing, and roving in one mission. The country's space day was normalized in 2016 to mark the launch of its first satellite Dongfang Feng 1 into space on April the 24th, 1970. Iran has launched its first military satellite into space amid wider tensions with the United States. Officials say the NOR satellite was sent off through a messenger satellite carrier, but declined to further specify details. The satellite is now orbiting 425 kilometers above the surface of the Earth. The bushfires that raged through the Black Summer in Australia released 830 million tons of carbon dioxide into the air. That's more than the country produced during the previous 12 months. The fires that burned for 6 months starting September 2019 killed over 30 people and an estimated 1 billion animals. The United States has reported close to 40,000 new COVID-19 infections during the past day, bringing the total to over 820,000. Meanwhile, over 2,700 more deaths were recorded, with the total approaching 45,000. So far, the country has conducted over 4.1 million tests. But a report from Harvard University suggests it needs to administer 20 million tests for the novel coronavirus each day by mid-summer in order to fully remobilize the economy in a safe fashion. Globally, confirmed COVID-19 cases have topped 2.5 million, while over 171,000 people died of the disease.